We are very, very busy here in the city clerk's office, and I'm sending out my last plea for people to help either volunteering or for poll worker. Our volunteer program is called our greeter program, and we're looking for anyone in the public that can't commit to the full day of elections to just come to one of the polling locations for at least 2 hours that they can give up. We've got 16 locations. They would be responsible for just helping people get in the right line, maybe checking a ward locator to make sure they're in the right building. So the greeter is a really nice way to get involved in the election, but you can't put all the time in because you're working, etc. The other part of this is a poll worker position. Now, that is a paid position. We are taking applications, and we will let people know by the end of the week. Half days are available. A half day is 6:30 in the morning to about 2:30 in the afternoon, or 2:30 till about 10:30 at night. And those each half days would pay $50, and a full day would go from 6:30 to approximately 10:30, which is $100. But they must come in. People must come in and fill out the application to our office. They have to attend a two-hour training session, and the deadline for them also is Friday, October 12th, which is this Friday. Now, it's important to say that with poll workers, we do have to have people that are more detail-oriented. Their vision has to be good because some of our places aren't properly lit, and they need to be able to see the books. The other thing that's important is they have to remain politically neutral while they're at the polling location. This is a neutral position. They can't be one way or the other as far as talking to people. This will be totally neutral. And the third thing that we wanted to just mention is the absentee balloting in person in our office. That starts October 22nd at 8 o'clock, and it goes through November 2nd, which is the Friday right before the election. So we anticipate being very, very busy those 2 weeks. We used to be able to do absentee balloting much longer, but the laws have changed to allow us only 2 weeks before the election. So we will have the office open 8 to 5 from the 22nd through November 2nd, so people can come in person. We'll have some people in the lobby of City Hall to help decide if they're registered. If they need to register, we'll get them in one line. If they're just voting, we'll get them in another line so we can keep the process going, because it is going to be busy those last 2 weeks.